The big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed. People turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is The Forum.
Look, we overdosed too much on COVID this week, so we thought we'll do something different.
I am full to the back teeth.
For me too. It's coming out of my ears. So we thought we'd do something a little bit light this morning with The Forum, as most of the topics are. World's worst best beaches in 2020. Australia was snubbed, which is really wrong.
Yeah.
So in the top 20 list.
Didn't get
what
there.
Was number one, Robert?
Number one was Bahia de Sancho,
yeah.
Fernando in Dinanahoranana.
Yep.
That's correct pronunciation.
Correct
pronunciation. In Brazil.
Jeez, you're good.
Yeah.
Jeez, you can talk the language, well, can't you?
You know, so, just Portuguese, it's like a second tongue to me.
And it sounded that way.
So there was a Queensland beach at number 22.
Where was that?
Whitehaven Beach.
Where's
I don't
that?
Know if anyone knows Whitehaven.
No idea. And I lived in
somewhere
Queensland.
Yeah. Bundaberg didn't get a mention.
They're good, bloody good beaches in Bundy.
Sure they are.
They have.
Yeah, right.
Now, we want to know locally, though, what is the best beach? 13, 27, 10.
G'day, Louise from Booker Bay.
Hello. How are you?
Good, Lou. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. You're doing a good job there, boys, every morning.
Oh, thanks.
Wake up to you both.
Oh, thanks, Louise.
Nice of you to say so, Louise. Where do you wake up? Brooker Bay.
I wake up at Brooker Bay, but my favourite beach is Forrester's Beach.
That is nice as
well. See, you know what? I've heard many, many good things about Forrester's, and I've still
been?
Not been down there.
Never been there?
No. Because it's
beautiful.
Yeah.
As you drive along through, just Forrester's Beach there, you turn the roundabout, you're there.
Yeah. There's so many nice beaches.
Yeah, but you've got your privacy there. You've got, it's a friendly dog beach, so it's a dog-friendly beach. The people are great. The water is beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's still quite nice, although it's a little bit cold, but it's the most beautiful, serene beach on the Central Coast.
You know, when I hear people say, oh, we're going overseas to blah, 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 stay whatever, because the beaches, you go, oh, punch yourself in the face.
Yeah, would you pay thousands of dollars to go somewhere else when you live where most people would love to holiday?
Well, the problem is, where people live, they don't even discover their own,
backyard.
Own place.
It's so true, Louise. Right. So often you just don't see the wood for the trees.
Yeah, it is.
We have some of the most beautiful coastline on the coast. Beautiful.
My kids get sick of me when we drive along. Why would you want to live anywhere else? And they go, shut up.
You sound like the dad from the castle.
That's what I meant.
I must say, Paddy, your mind is beautiful too.
Yeah, your mind.
Down this way. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, there's two ticks.
Lou.
Your minor, Forrester's.
Yeah. And for ringing this morning, Lou, we're going to give you a in-season pass to see Russell Crowe's latest flick, Unhinged. Our movie man, Shane Ace, spoke about it yesterday.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Unhinged in cinemas now. For a safe and enjoyable cinema experience, head to Event Cinemas at Tuggera.
You know what else I like?
What?
Toowoon Bay.
Oh, yeah, the little rock pool.
Oh, yeah.
The rock pool.
Oh, you could just, because it doesn't matter how old your kids are.
That's the thing. We could go on and on and on all morning about the beautiful beaches on the
center. Yeah.
I know, but coming into the weekend, it's a nice thing to keep in the back of your mind. Where am I going to go exploring this weekend?
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, if you've got dogs, Forrester's Beach is fantastic.
Thanks, Lou.
All right. There'll be 1,000 people at Forrester's Beach tomorrow.